There's a place right out there in woods after you cross this Max fence. There's, it's like that. See, it's standing all in water. It'd be half knee deep in water all over them woods out there. And it just slashes all over them. It can't get out. It ain't, a little mounds here and a little mound, maybe surrounding little mounds. And they can't get out. The water can't get out, and it just stands there, and there's just a slash out there, you see.
You mean a slash is just a small area
that yeah, you went? Yeah, and, well, it could be pretty big. It's about 100 acres over there, I guess, in them slashes, ain't it, Johnny? You know, Gerald's over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course,
it's
distance, but it's not all that away.
No, it's just like I told you. It'd be surrounding a little hill, and it'd be, I don't know how come them little hills there like that, little mounds. But it's flat, and it just stands there, and there's no way for it to get out. And a lot of places, it stands there long enough that it even kills the timber. Timber won't. There's places out there, timber don't grow in it, mm-hmm. You know.
What about a slough?
Well, a slough, now that's a place the creek has cut. Mm-hmm. There's been a creek come through there sometime or another, or overflowed through there, and it cut out a place, and they call it a slough. It's liable to be, now these slashes won't be over maybe from a foot deep to 18 inches, not over 18 inches nowhere. But a slough is liable to be 10 or 15 foot deep because it's been cut through there by water rushing through there, you see. Mm-hmm. And then when it goes down, well, it's cut off and it leaves a slough there and it's full of water. Now I know where there's one used to stay down here on the creek, it never went dry. Mm-hmm. It stayed there all the year round because it was cut by the creek. The creek got up and cut it through there, you see. And it made a slough out of it.
Mm-hmm. What about a swamp? What's the difference?
Well, now swamps up there, that's where it, like a lot of flat land, just a lot of it. Mm-hmm. See, and maybe some big lake or something is backed up in there sometime or another and left it, and it just makes a swamp in there. It's a big out. A swamp's a big place. Mm-hmm. And it stays in water all the year round like that. Because it just backed in there and it can't get out and it's just a swamp in there, see? And it grows up and everything. You can't hardly even get to it.
Mm-hmm. It grows up. What about a place along the ocean? Salt water, sort of a swamp, but it's got salt water.
Now, I don't know nothing about them. I don't know.
And talking about kinds of soil, did you ever hear something called loam or loam?
A what?
The kind of soil called loam or loam.
Soil?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't believe I have.
What about gumbo or buckshot?
That's ours. What was that question?
A kind of soil called gumbo or buckshot?
Yeah, we have it in this country. And that's what I was going to finish telling you about the mules and things like that. And on the machinery they got now, it don't pay too much attention to it. Because mm-hmm. It'll apply it, you see. They got big heavy tractors and things. And it's a gumbo and some of them call it a buckshot land. Now, a buckshot land is different from a gumbo. Buckshot land breaks up in little clods, something like the end of your finger, and it just stays that way, see, that's the reason they call it buckshot. When you plow it up, it's just in little clods, mm-hmm. And it's mighty hard to get anything come up on it, because when you stir it up like that, it dries out as deep as you plow, mm-hmm. And you got no moisture, and as buckshot, see, it won't, the air can get through it, and it just dries it out, and it causes it, you can't get a seed to germinate there because it's got no moisture. That's the reason they call it buckshot, because it does that. Now, this place up here close to the Lake Givens up here, it's like that. My uncle used to work it, and if he got in there just right, he could get his stuff up.